That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Comes episode 101, and thank you to Hulu Plus for sponsoring it.
You guys are the best. You're my favorite.
You guys know Hulu, all right? It's easy to watch stuff on your computer.
We've all heard of Hulu.
But Hulu Plus is so much more. With Hulu Plus, you can watch shows on your schedule. It has every current season episode of your favorite shows, like The Daily Show and Colbert Report and Mindy Project.
And.
Oh my God, he's dead.
And I died saying and.
In Manchester.
And it's got whole series of shows like Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
Which is your favorite show.
I think it's pretty worthwhile to check up and see how Harvey and Old Salem are doing.
Oh my God, you do know that show.
Yeah, I do. You should rewatch it. I think you guys will really like Harvey. He was actually pretty funny.
This is actually also sponsored by Harvey himself.
Yeah, this ad is sponsored by Harvey and Salem.
Is Harvey the cat?
No, Salem's the cat.
Idiot.
Harvey, Sabrina's crush and later boyfriend.
No spoilers.
You're right. You can also watch the whole entire series of Doctor Who.
So if you want to watch every episode of shows like Sabrina and Doctor Who, you can watch them on your computer, on your smart TV, your Roku, your Apple Box, your Xbox, pretty much any streaming device you already own.
Yeah.
You can watch it on your phone, a tablet. That means you can watch it on a train, at work, at the dentist.
You can watch it on the toilet, any of those places as well. Toilet on the train, toilet at work, toilet at the dentist. All these places will have toilets that you can watch on your phone.
So how much does it cost to watch full series like Sabrina the Teenage Witch on the toilet? Probably $1 million a year, right?
I was going to guess $1 million a month.
Wrong.
Really?
For only $7.99 a month, you can get your shows anytime, anywhere. And right now, just in case you don't want to put any money on the line, you don't want to put your money where our mouth is,
nice,
we're offering our listeners a 2-week free trial. So if you go to HuluPlus.com/IfIWereYou, you can get a 2-week free trial. Just try it out. See if you like it.
Give it a little test.
What's the worst? You could probably watch all of Sabrina in 2 weeks.
No, you can't. Not if you're watching it right.
You can. They also have exclusive access to stream the Criterion Collection movies. So you can watch basically any Criterion Collection movie once again on a toilet at the dentist.
Yes.
That's a great deal for only $7.99 a month or a 2-week free trial offer. And everything, if you're interested, please check it out at HuluPlus.com/IfIWereYou. Once again, HuluPlus.com/IfIWereYou. You know, advertisers help keep the podcast rolling. We're on episode 101.
They help keep the lights on.
Yeah, they really do.
Not necessarily at this hotel in Manchester,
yes,
but we chose
the budget option.
We did.
The two bed in this place are bunked. It's a bunked bed hotel.
It's a bunk bed with a twin bed on top of it.
We have to go do the Manchester show now, but we wanted to say enjoy this episode, episode 101. Mike Schaubach is on it.
Awesome.
We love him. You guys will too. Please enjoy. And don't worry, things got extraordinarily real as we started the second century of episodes of If I Were You. All right, here we go.
Is for friends like Jake and Demir.
U is for you, do you?
N is for no blasting.
C's and G's and hashtag.
And here on If I Were You.
Childish.
Giddy, I liked it.
But cute.
Very.
That's nice.
What? Did you like that?
Tell me
how it works. You guys have somebody record a new intro every episode?
Mike Schaubach, ladies and gentlemen. I clearly listen to every episode of the show.
You begged us in an email saying, I'm your hugest fan, would love, love, love to be on the show. It would be a dream come true.
Listen to every single one.
Yeah, totally get it. His office scrubbing through episode 62.
At 7 speed. You couldn't hear anything. No way.
Fuck. All right, I get it.
Cramming.
We start and end every theme song, every episode with a new original theme song written by our fans.
That's crazy. That one was like, that was really good. Did they come in and like surprise you?
Yeah, some of them are amazing.
Yeah, that one was like our first one that's like, it was by Rose and Ryan, by the way, so let's give them some credit. But
thanks, Rose and Ryan. That was awesome.
Yeah.
She's got a good Craigie. That's what they call that, a Craigie.
What is that?
A female singer sings like that. It's kind of like that bluesy, bluegrass.
Well, you have Mike, let's just explain. Mike is a coworker, a friend, a confidant, a lover.
I appreciate that.
What's your job, president?
I'm president.
Of post-production?
Yep.
So whenever we edit...
God, that would be great.
Whenever, is that true?
No, it's director of post.
Director of post-production.
Yep. You deserve to be president of everything. At least post-production.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So whenever we edit our videos, Mike's our guy. He's our boss. He's our editing boss.
Am I holding this close enough?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because you're the nicest person in the world.
That voice is coming from the perfect face for that voice. And your personality can only have... Like, even if you're an asshole, it couldn't have lasted for long because you look and you sound like an angel.
Yes.
You're an angel to us.
You're a doe-eyed Mormon.
And you're our
saint.
You're our first guest with a child.
Yeah. So, really, the first one.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I almost just was just like, no, Streeter.
Streeter's got a daughter.
Yeah, somewhere.
Why did I say that?
You must hear
a lot of songs like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of kids things going on in my life right now. A lot of kids' shows and a lot of kids' songs, and you start to like it. In the beginning, you get bored.
Right.
But then you start to, like, listen, and then when a good one comes on, you're, like, cranking it up in the car, and then suddenly you're cranking it up when your kid's not in the car.
Really? You listen to those songs?
Yeah, you know, the CD's in there sometimes, and I'm like, I really kind of want to hear that one, you know?
Like, well, what's an example? You have a 2-year-old son.
I can sing some stuff for you guys. I have a 2-year-old son. But before I sing, I will say for the kids shows, I've started this new game with Blue's Clues, because Blue's Clues is still on, but it's old, right? So they're not making new episodes. I'm doing this thing where, and I'm trying to figure out how to like make it into a community thing, but how quickly I can solve the clue.
Oh, it's like
right?
a mystery?
So you get three. So there's three clues. The third one, like, that's for little kids. Like, by the time there's three clues,
Bush
like, it's, yeah.
I'm fucking nailing it, dude, at two. I swear to God, like, I get most of them.
One is really hard. Two is like, okay, most people could get two, so I'm like really trying to practice.
What's an example
sometimes
of like...
Sometimes you'll ruin the show for
what
Jack,
is,
right?
Like, what is blue one?
No, Jack, I actually...
It's a wallet.
Like, you have no idea, but I pretty much know what's going on.
He
I
gets
know
it
what
right.
Blue's trying to say right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. No, because, well, and that was the other thing I noticed too, like, Rebecca and I were not saying the answers to things. Like, that Blue's Clues asks you. And so we were kind of holding back. When I realized is like, Jack doesn't know he needs to like yell at the TV. They're asking him to yell at the TV. So now I yell at the TV, but it sounds like I'm like trumping a 2-year-old.
But that's a bad lesson to yell at. That's not what you want the kids
that's
to think.
That's
an interactive
show.
Yeah, it's
okay.
An interactive show. They go,
but they
what
can't
color
hear you?
Is this? Blue. Yeah, I mean,
well,
yeah, we're turning them into like little psychopaths.
Does Jack, has he started yelling?
No, he just calls it out. But he'll call it out after me. Like, I'm like, green. And he'll be like, green!
Oh.
You know, so, and that, and now he's starting...
Cheating.
Now, he's cheating. I'm teaching him how to be a cheater. But no, now he's starting to do it. So yeah, Blue's Clues in one clue. That's my next challenge.
That's your
so
goal.
What's
yeah,
an
so
example
I'll give
of
you
one...
an example. Okay, so it's Blue's birthday, right?
April 19th.
And Joe had to figure out what Blue wanted for her birthday.
Cake!
Okay, so...
Sorry.
Shut up,
I'm like freaking out.
First clue.
It's a shirt. Sorry.
Green.
That's it?
Green.
Money.
Apple.
The color green.
Apple.
What a money.
It's an apple.
Okay. Second clue. An empty aquarium.
Oh.
Interesting.
Algae?
Anything?
No.
Wait. No. Yeah. Give me a second. I got it. I'll definitely get it.
An empty. So he's like, the second clue is an empty aquarium.
Yeah. And then he draws it in his little book.
An empty aquarium?
Yeah. Empty. It's empty.
That's dark.
Empty aquarium. What's Steve like at this? Or was it? Is it Joe now?
Yeah, it's Steve. Joe was first because Joe didn't want to go bald on TV, so he quit.
Oh, too bad.
You learn all about that kind of stuff too.
the behind the scenes shit.
Yeah, because you want to know what happened. Everybody said he did drugs and stuff. He just wanted to go work in music.
Okay.
Green Empty Aquarium.
Did you get it at this point?
No. This was the one that I was like,
oh, check this out.
Wait a minute. I need to be able to get these in too. Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Green Tank. He wanted to join the army.
Okay. Interesting.
I have no idea.
Okay, and the third clue was a footprint. This is what brought it all together. It was a webbed foot.
Oh, is it flippers or a scuba diver or something?
Webbed foot. Green, empty aquarium, and a webbed foot.
And Jackson was to fucking get this?
He wanted a frog.
Right? You're close.
A lizard.
Close.
Tadpole.
Keep going.
some other amphibious
45
creature.
Minutes. Yes.
A green amphibian.
Okay, what's green?
Snakes.
Would be in an empty aquarium.
An empty aquarium?
Right? Wouldn't have water in it.
Because the water isn't needed to keep this...
A lizard! A gecko!
I guess this one would need water in it.
It's not a turtle?
Turtle. Did you already guess that?
No, you didn't.
It's a frog.
It's a turtle. Blue one of the turtle.
Why empty aquarium?
Because the
turtles need a little bit of water.
Yeah, they need a little bit of water, but the clue was the aquarium.
It's a terrarium, actually. Okay. When you have an empty aquarium, that's misleading. It's false. I'd like to pen a complaint.
Terrarium. You should
have
said
terrarium. I forgot what they called it on the show. Maybe they called it that. I'm not sure. Anyway, they went to the pet store and Blue got a turtle, whatever. A dog owns a turtle. I don't know.
That's our time.
And that's it. Thanks, everybody. Hope this is not going
to
air.
I wanted to also say real quick before we get started that you and Jack are the first father-son duo to appear on our web series.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, that's... It's so funny.
Fuck, of course Mike's been in our web series.
Yeah, you played... Was your name Mike?
My name was Mike. Yeah,
For everybody that wants to see what the nicest guy in the world looks like.
Yeah.
It's those really old
And then
California
hate his
episodes.
Face, which is apparently what everybody did.
No.
What
was the episode? Do you remember the other one they're called?
Oh, God. Mike and Amir is one of them. There was four, right?
Yeah, it was like a four-parter where Jake leaves to California... New job or something?
Mike and what was the name of the other character?
Amy?
Mike and Amy.
No. Was it Amy?
The girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, Amy.
Yeah, but what was her character name?
Oh.
Because it was called Mike and...
Was it Rebecca?
That was one of them. No, I would have remembered that.
Oh, yeah, because Rebecca's your wife. but Jack is the baby in Baby Bjorn.
That's right. He's Baby Bjorn.
We should have him back every year.
Oh, my gosh. He's like not bald anymore.
Like that 7-Up documentary.
That's so funny.
So do you know how the show works? Do you know what this is?
Absolutely.
Let me explain it to you, even though you do.
No, I do.
It's an advice podcast.
Yep.
People write us emails, you know, hundreds
and then
of emails.
You say, just like Jeopardy, if I were you, I would.
Yeah, we answer everything in the form of a question.
And we get money for it.
This is so great because I think I've listened to a few of them, admittedly. Oh. Yeah, not all 100 or how many ever you've aired, but I've listened to a few. And I think sometimes you guys are a little reckless. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's good. We got
to
keep.
Just so you know, I'm going to bring a little sincerity to this episode.
That's what we want.
He's a father.
Yeah.
I'm a dad. I have a responsibility.
This is a unique episode because Mike is the person I would go to for advice.
Right.
If I was ever in one of these situations that our listeners find themselves in.
That's too sweet.
So we're going straight to the boss.
I can't wait. I cannot wait to hear what is troubling your beautiful and wonderful listeners.
Well, we need...
You should have a podcast. We should, like, the questions that we can't answer on our podcast because they're too fucked up or too dark or not stupid enough.
Yeah,
you should have
me.
A podcast that we should send to you and you could give like...
Yeah, that's depressing. Good, so, yeah,
we're like a colander and we let all like the interesting stuff fall down to the sink. You should just be there underneath us to catch
it. Catch all of the angst-ridden...
So these are people who emailed us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. I don't want to give out their real names, so I'm going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity.
See, isn't that nice?
Yeah. So can you, as our guest on this program, come up with a fake name for this lady who wrote an email?
As a woman?
Her name could be anything.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You're letting me get...
Yeah.
Star Bright Moonshine.
That was awful.
Okay, well,
we can't use that.
I love this.
That's garbage.
It's really fun to see where people's minds go. Like you come up with your own name for a person.
I go immediately
to space. It's so beautiful and pure. Star Bright Moonshine. Everyone's beautiful.
It really is like a personality test.
Murph went straight to naming people after rocks.
Yeah, Murph's like magma rock. and Ben is on the show and he's like Krust Einsteirst, like yeah, something like you couldn't even understand.
Like a
and
silly then you're name, like Starbright. Okay, yeah. All right, I'll do hippie names.
No, it's good. Don't let us filter
that'll
in
be
any
my,
way.
That'll be my shtick.
So Starbright Moonshine writes, "Hey guys, so I recently went on a date with a Tinder person. We hung out with his roommates, played drinking games, went out later, and I ended up staying over / having sex with him, which I thought was fine because we got along really well. But the next day after I left his house, I didn't hear from him at all. After waiting the whole day to see if he would text, I sent a casual follow-up saying I had a good time, pretty standard, and he replied saying he had a good time too and that we should try and hang out sometime. I responded with a joke, and he didn't respond. I was pretty upset the whole week that he dismissed me so quickly, because even if it was casual, I felt pretty used and disrespected when he didn't even bother talking to me. Unsurprisingly, the next time I heard from him was a week later, Friday night at 2 a.m., in a text that said, "Hey, name. What a Starbright. Dick. Starbright. Hey, Starbright. What a dick, right? So, I know I don't have much reason to be upset at him or to call him out for being a dick, because that would get me nowhere and probably wouldn't teach him a lesson as much as that is my goal. What I really, really want to do is wait a month until he forgets about me and use this poop sending website to send a bag of poop to his doorstep. It's pretty cheap. They could send a quart of poop for $24.
I've heard of this.
I think it's the right amount of revenge given the pettiness of my anger and the nature of the crime. Is it going too far or should I do it? Thanks, Starbright Moonshine."
What a great question. Tinder. What a great Tinder question. Tinder for me, because I've been married since I was...
Since before Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I got married in 2002.
Yeah.
So, like, I missed... Wow. And I married my high school sweetheart. So not only did I miss like the web dating thing.
Yeah.
I missed like dating.
Yeah, you missed out on so much casual, meaningless, pointless, right? Soul-crushing.
I shouldn't say miss. Sex. I just emptiness. I didn't have the experience.
You never had candy because you sat down and had a fucking 12-course nice dinner.
That's exactly right.
And then you blew your fucking brains out. And out came Jack. Out of your head.
Out of the turkey you ate.
So I find Tinder to be very intriguing.
What do you know about it as a father who doesn't...
I know everything.
Who only uses Tinder to hook up on the side.
Jake Hurwitz.
Oh, Jake taught you about Tinder?
Taught me everything, and Jeff Rosenberg. I didn't mean to rat you out there.
No,
I apologize.
It's okay. I am a big advocate.
Have you seen people use it?
Yes, and I've used it for people.
People use it for me.
Men and women have handed me their phones to let me swipe.
People in relationships love swiping for single friends.
Yes.
They love that
because
shit.
Because it's a safe way to live vicariously through someone else. I especially like doing it for women because I can see through the guy's bullshit. And I think that's what this email is all about, is like the bullshit that people put up with, both men and women, when it comes to Tinder, because the immediacy of Tinder lends itself to one-night stands and booty calls, because basically that's what happened. They had a one-night stand, and now he's following up with a booty call.
Yeah, and which for him is completely normal, because like, hey, we met on Tinder. What'd you expect?
So how should we attack this problem? Because it's two facets, right? The first one is...
I feel like we're not even going to be on this show. We're just going to listen to my friend.
Like, everything he says is right. So
clearly she has an issue with the one-night stand, and she felt like there was something more there, and he was giving the messages back that it wasn't more than just a one-night stand. Then there's the question of sending the poop, right? So should we first talk about maybe some of the issues that she's having on a global level with men in relationships?
Sure.
Or should we just go right to the poop and say, if I were you, I would send poop?
let's do the global one first.
Yeah. Okay, well,
let's zoom out a little bit, get the
big picture. Yeah, okay, so my opinion on it is, if you're using Tinder, you can't go into the situation thinking you're going to marry that person.
Ever.
Right. If you think that, you need to delete Tinder from your phone right now.
Right.
Especially if you're a woman, because almost all the guys I know that use Tinder use it for hookups.
Right.
Right, so know your enemy, right?
Right, the cards are stacked.
Yeah.
For like, hookups.
Guys aren't going to go, "Oh, I just had 18 beers. Time to find a wife."
God, I'm so fucking fucked up. I can go marry tonight. I really can. Is that girl hot?
I'm going to treat her right.
Just beer goggles at my wedding day. I feel like I just want to get married or something, man.
I just hit a grab bong and I'm ready to meet my fucking soulmate. Yeah. Just someone that freaking challenges me and shit.
Let me, at the very least, let me swipe on Tinder and look for someone who like connects with me on a fucking every other level other than physical. So this guy found this girl and they hooked up, and yeah, then she's like, "Ooh, I'll send
what
him."
We're
a-
saying is, what we're saying is that that is to be expected, a shallow, yeah, meaningless hookup.
Yes.
And that's not saying that like it's guys versus girls on Tinder.
That's
it's
right.
Just like, this is what the playing field is. It's only shallow hookups. If you guys like having sex and if you connect, then that's great, yeah, and you can continue dating and who knows, maybe get married.
That's a bonus. Like,
yeah, bonus.
Right. But we're starting from like less than zero. Everybody should go into it with no expectations.
That's right.
That you're going to meet a troll and fuck them.
Yep.
And then never talk to them again.
Yeah.
That's it.
Which is what happened. Not that she's a troll, but she met someone and they boned.
Right, but just like that, you'll meet somebody that's not really going to blow you away.
So does this guy deserve poop? And should she send him poop?
Well, wait, there's one more thing about the girl.
Oh.
So I think compounded on this issue is that maybe she's not as sexually experienced as the guy. So maybe she hasn't had sex with as many men, which made this more special for her.
Because sex is like how many times? Sex is like 100, and then the more times you have, you give it, the less every single one of
That's
them is
right.
worth.
I don't believe that at all, but...
Okay.
Fine. I don't know if we want to discuss this point or if we want to just keep... Because like, I know you're making a larger point. I just don't
think
that,
I guess
like,
my
your
point
sex
is like,
your,
okay,
it
so
diminishes you.
This is where
you
she,
don't think so? Do you think so?
This is where she went... What?
Does sex diminish the more partners you have? If you have sex with 100 women, is each one worth one?
I can't answer that question.
One?
I've only had sex with one person.
And that was, yeah, that's exactly right. Was
so it, I can't answer that question. That's my theory. And Jake, you're telling me that it's not true. So yeah. I have to say you are the professional in this situation.
Well, you guys represent
and
both sides of the range.
Is for this guy.
First of all, let me just say I love you. And I think he's the best. But I'm just like, this is my experience where I haven't had sex with just one person. And I think that I'm capable of loving just as much as if I had been with less people.
Sure. So you're saying in this situation, then, it was probably not that great for the guy.
Well, I guess I'm just...
And that's why he was sort of hands off with her.
My theory is that...
Because if he fell in love with her, he would have texted her right back.
I just think it's always easier for guys to have sex and be like, that was one thing that happened, now I want to have sex with somebody else. And for women, I think more often they'll have sex and they'll have a good time and a good experience and say, I would like to do that with that person again.
The emotional connection.
But a guy is, we're more into like...
quantity than quality.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that was good with that person. Let's see if it's good with another person.
Yep.
There's not as much return. And I think the problem is that she took that to feel used. When she had a one-night stand with him too, she used him.
That's interesting. It's
a two-way street. I think she could look into her soul and be like, you know what? That didn't mean a lot to me either. Whatever. Fuck this guy.
But it did mean a lot to her.
It didn't mean a lot to her. She's saying she felt used because he was sort of... He sounds like a dick. He's like not being communicative after.
Well, and then
an asshole, and even I would do that.
Yeah,
you've done that before. You like slept with someone, and then like you've given him a little, and then you like you said fade away.
Yeah, but that's this dude was a very hard fade.
It was text.
He didn't send a single text.
He did. He responded to the first text. Then she made a joke.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't send the courtesy text, which he should have.
Do you always send the courtesy text?
Yeah.
You always do, regardless of how well it went?
The same day, the next day?
Always, yeah.
Next day, same day?
What if she just wants to chat all day like this girl wanted to?
Then I would fade it away. Then I would be like, oh, this is...
Slower and slower response time.
And then would you have booty called her that next weekend at 2 a.m.?
I don't know. I never really sent those booty call texts. I would try to line stuff up way earlier than like...
The desperate late at night. Oh, shit.
Nobody's like... The thing that you have to realize about a booty call is, like, I guess sometimes it works, but nobody's fucking you at 2 a.m. Like, it's so clear to see through that.
Interesting.
I think, like, you have to be like, all right, it's Saturday afternoon. I know I want to have sex tonight. Here's, like, the things I'm going to do. Or I'm going to commit to going to a bar and trying to meet somebody new. But you can't go to a bar, try to meet someone new, fail, and then text somebody that you fucked 2 weeks ago at 4 a.m. and be like, hey, how's it going? And they're like... what are you doing?
Yes, but what if you're really horny and you have a boner? Then you could, right?
Yeah, but then I think he was just a pure dude in that moment.
I'm sorry. No, because I want to segue.
If you're horny and you have a boner.
We have people to help. We have people to help. So I want to segue what you're saying, Jake, into, I think, my opinion on
if
she should send. Everybody just, get in line here. If she should send the poop. I think sending poop is funny. I think there's better people to send poop to. I think poop is funny. Amir, you were in my movie called Poop, and I really appreciate that. And
that's why I sort of chose this question.
This is great. I think that the best thing she can do is move on from this guy. The real way to get him is completely forget about him.
Yeah.
Don't waste any. How much money did she spend?
$24 for a quart.
That's ridiculous.
A shitload of your already. Time because you're going to order that poop, wonder when it's coming.
Pun intended on shitload.
Oh, yeah. Did I say shitload?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shitload of time. Yeah. You're going to. All right. But you're going to. So pun not intended. But you're gonna stress and keep this guy in your life because you're gonna track the shipment. You're gonna wonder like what he thought when he opened it. Then you're gonna want to know if he knew who sent it. You're just like gonna keep wondering about this guy.
You have to think about it as a currency. What have I already spent on this guy? I've given him my vagina, mm-hmm. and a week's worth of worrying. I'm also gonna drop $24 on him.
What kind of shit is this website? It's not human feces? Is it?
I think it's food safe poop. Yeah, I think it's something
like
you
cow?
Can eat. No, I don't know.
food safe.
Food safe.
It is potable. It is edible.
No, I'm sure it comes from Russia. I'm sure it's not legal. I'm sure there's a lot of.
It's 100% human shit.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like you could save money by just dropping off a bag of shit at this guy's door.
Yeah,
right?
It can be your shit. Why,
yeah.
Let's cut out the middleman.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Shit in a
so
bag.
She
at the very
oh,
least, I advise you to save
place.
Your money and shit on his doorstep.
They hooked up at his place, so she knows his address. Got it. Yeah, she should just really. She should just stalk him until he marries her.
If she's not going to think, this is like an itch that needs to be scratched, though. Like, what is it like? If she needs to get him out of his head, and she just wants to do something like egg his car.
Yeah,
just like something mildly aggressive, just so she knows that he's like annoyed. I don't know. That's kind of fun. I like it.
A nice casual egging.
Okay, so but annoyed. Oh, God.
Doesn't that give him the upper hand?
Imagine getting a package
an egg car.
And being excited about the package because we're all excited about packages.
Right.
And you open up the package. You're this guy, right? You're this guy.
Yeah.
No idea. This girl's like number 364 on your to-do list.
Wow.
Right? You probably don't even remember texting her. You were so wasted.
Mm-hmm.
This shit shows up. What do you think? Is he going to go?
It's anonymous. It's anonymous.
That's exactly
know.
Right. So is he going to go, oh, that girl.
No.
Yep. And you know what? I deserve this.
I think she just wants to
no,
ruin
No, he's going go, to go, this is disgusting. I just got poop
to ruin
in the mail.
She wants to ruin his day. That's what she wants.
I see.
But I think that I actually think that the poop showing up on your doorstep is a funny enough story that it doesn't ruin his day.
It makes his
he'll
day.
Laugh and
he'll
tell
laugh.
People.
He'll be a conversation piece. He'll keep it around.
And he'll use it to hook up with somebody else.
Yeah.
I think you just have to let time run its course on this guy because, like, he's not going to be able to hook up with people forever or, like, there's going to be some girl that breaks his heart. It's all karma is real.
Yeah, I mean, if he booty calls her again, she should just respond with, like, fuck off, and then he'll know.
Or what about say, yeah, I'll come over, and then she never comes over.
That's funny.
That's true. Yeah, you could leave him hanging like that. But I really think living well is the best revenge. And if not, then a bag of poop is the best revenge.
Good for you.
And that's the tagline for the website. A bag of poop is the second best revenge.
if you're not living well. Okay. And you're not because you're on a poop shipping website.
Let's crying out loud.
Let's save some more people. I'm excited. That was good. I think we changed your life.
That was
you
good.
You feel the rush now.
Yeah.
Star bright moonshine.
Baby. Hey, guys. Oh, we need another guy's name.
This is Edward Horse Saddle.
He's
I went
British.
Western. I don't know. I don't know where I went with that.
And your eyes got so wide.
Yeah. I was gone.
I went Western.
I channeled.
Where did I go?
Channeled something.
There's sand on your shoulder right now. Like you had just emerged from a real dream. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Edward writes, hey guys, so my girlfriend of 6 months or so broke up with me recently. It's almost her birthday, and before she finished with me, I got her a 50-pound iTunes voucher and a lot of Yankee candles. I'm wondering if I should give her the gift or be a total diva and sell it / keep it for myself. P.S. Lost the receipt, so I can't take it back. Lots of love, Edward Horse Saddle.
Well, I'll tell you a story. So I dated my wife in high school, and then she was a year younger than me, and I was a senior, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going off to college. I got to get rid of this high school chick, so I'm ready for college women. And so I dumped her, and it was like 3 days before my birthday.
Right? July 22nd?
July 24th, something like that. I'm an asshole, okay? So I dumped her. And she had purchased all of these birthday presents for me, and she brought every single one of them back.
Wait, to you or to...
She brought them back to the store.
Good for her.
So I've experienced this, and she did that. And she brings it up to this day. She keeps reminding me all those fun things that I don't remember when it was. I was into golf. It was about that. So I think this guy should keep them.
Yeah, what is he going to do? He can't give it to her.
That's weird. He's going to come off creepy.
Yeah, definitely don't give it to her.
It's clear to me that...
What is a lot of Yankee candles? Can we just spend a moment
also,
on that?
Can I just mention that's not a good gift? So I got her a lot of fucking Yankee candles.
The worst
good for her. She really dodged a bullet.
I gave her the most generic gift you can give someone, a 50-pound iTunes voucher, which means you know nothing about her.
Nothing.
Like, here's
you
media.
You didn't even get her like an album.
$50 worth of shit you can download for free.
And how many Yankee candles?
Let's say like shit that's going to take up storage on your computer that you don't
so
want.
Many
and
Yankee
11 candles.
That's just...
I'm sorry to put this guy on blast for gift shopping, but that's legit not
unless
good.
Unless she's into candles. I mean, I can
nobody's
see that.
Nobody's into candles.
Nobody's into candles so much that they want a lot from Yankee. I can see like, oh, I like candles, and there's like a one scent that I enjoy.
It sounds like
not
he
like a smattering from Yankee candles.
Yeah, like, it sounds like he likes the candles. Like, he was hoping that she'd break up with him.
A ton of Yankee candles, and uh-oh, I'm single, so I might just be a diva, have a little day. Run a bath? I don't know. Light all the candles at once?
Wait, isn't that the receipt right there? You said you lost the receipt.
No, that's for something else.
I guess I got to keep them.
This guy's house burns down with all the candles.
It smells amazing.
People go to fight the fire, but they're like, ah, shit.
Is that watermelon or vanilla bean? Pomegranate.
Don't put it out, you fool.
Charred corpse.
My nostrils.
Yeah, keep it.
Keep it.
That's easy. I mean, he doesn't want to be a creep. He's a creep if he gave it to her. That's too many candles to give somebody.
That broke up
with
you.
Even when you're in a relationship, that's too many.
It seems the best thing you could do when someone breaks up with you is pretend like you don't care until you don't.
Yeah.
So if you still give him a gift, it's weak.
That's right. You're showing weakness. Especially if she broke up with him.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I'm not over you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, but I gave you $68.
Yeah, she's not gonna. Yeah,
yeah, or whatever.
I don't know.
The exchange
Yankee candles are expensive.
Oh, no, this dude fucking broke the bank.
He could have dropped 100 pounds on her.
Yeah,
100 pounds. I'm using the.
Yeah, it's good. We have a lot of
it's weird
English
that you
fans.
You went Western because this guy's from England.
Although Edward Horse Saddle sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds pretty.
Yeah,
British.
I gave him a Western name. All right, let's save another life.
Shall we?
Yeah,
I love that we call it saving lives now.
We're saving lives.
Absolutely.
Baby. All right. Ooh, another girl.
Christy Housefly.
The fly writes, hey guys, so I met a guy on Tinder. Things were going well, and we moved it to text. Then after we agreed to meet in person, he tells me he has a podcast. Obviously, I had to investigate, and my verdict is it sucks. I hate his voice, and the content is boring. I don't mean his voice like his style of comedy, but like the actual quality of his voice irritates me. Should I still go out with him?
Well, no.
Yeah.
No?
Why?
I mean,
unless he's so handsome, you can just tell him not to speak.
Okay, well, you know what? The question goes on. Let's see if this gives us more details. We got along pretty well before I discovered his Amateur Hour podcast. Maybe it's not fair to judge him solely on this one thing. On the other hand, it is just a candid pop culture commentary podcast, so I feel like it's probably a good indicator of who he is in person. If I don't go out with him, how do I tell him I'm no longer interested without telling him his podcast sucks?
All right.
Can you love someone whose podcast you hate?
Let me try to take this. I'm gonna do the first answer, first pass, because I think you'll be able to tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Okay,
all right?
Yeah.
So one, I will say, I believe that in the beginning of a relationship, she should feel smitten and adore everything that he does. If she is like immediately irritated by his voice, that's already not a good sign. The animal inside your body is telling you that you're not compatible, you're not attracted to this guy. Second thing, I will just say in defense of his podcast that if he's just starting out, that's okay. He might get better. He might find his stride and his podcast might become better. I think it's cool that he's like taking an artistic risk. Thirdly, if you're not feeling him, you can break up with him just for the sake of breaking up with him. You don't have to say, because I listened to your podcast.
But she agreed to meet with him. And then she's just going to change her mind on a dime and not explain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Tinder. You can do that.
Oh, absolutely.
The other way to think about it is, are you done?
Yeah, that was my three-pronged.
The other way to think about
Peter's going to do his, and then you tell us which one of us was right.
Okay, good. I like this.
What can you lose in going out with him? At worst, you waste a night, but you validate your doubts. At best, he turns your opinion around, and you go out on more dates and maybe get married. So the worst is where you already are, and there's only upside. It's just one date.
A night's a big thing to waste. That's all.
You mean of course, and if I could rebut, because Jake had the last word, and I don't think that's fair.
I didn't have the last word. And I apologize. Yeah. I don't want to fight in front of
children.
You look so nice today, and I don't think that
I already complimented his pants, so don't even go there.
And I said he has very nice body. Pants. I said he's lost a lot of weight.
He has. He's lost 15 pounds, of course. I know. We talk exercise. We talk workout. He went from a size 34 to a size 32.
I have my rebuttal. If you absolutely has to have the last word.
I don't have to have the last word.
I think my argument is sound enough that I don't. All right, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. A night is not a huge deal to waste if the potential is finding a future mate. All right?
Okay. Now
how was that?
And now I'll pick.
Okay.
Because I think you both bring up a valid argument. And
who brings up the more valid argument?
I think it has a lot to do with this.
I'd be shocked if you chose Jake. All right, just go.
And her value system.
Heartbroken, too.
She definitely doesn't have to tell him his podcast is bad no matter what she does.
One thing that
of course, and I didn't even bring that up. It's not an issue.
A night is just a night. And she's the girl, so she's going to get a meal out of this.
Free meal.
Right?
Yeah.
She's going to get a meal and maybe some drinks.
So what, dude?
With somebody whose company she doesn't enjoy, I guess that's fun.
Yeah. Right,
go ahead.
Marriage is everything is
choose me officially, because as of right now, I just feel like you're leaning
you guys
towards
me
it.
I'm your first married guest. Let me try to intertwine a marriage, a sage like marriage advice into this.
Okay.
Marriage is a long road that's there's lots of wonderful things that happen in a marriage, and they're great. But marriages are also very hard, full of compromise. And at the end of the day, everything cute, everything that you guys did when you were dating is completely stripped away. And you are literally standing in front of each other, bare bones. You're seeing the real human. Like, you can't BS. I've been married for 12 years. You can't BS for 12 years. Rebecca has seen the worst of me. So if she's already, like, finding his voice annoying, it ain't gonna happen because, like,
or she's already there.
She could
produce.
She's
already there.
This is what I said.
I know, but maybe she's already there.
Produce his podcast and turn that around, but she can't change the tone of his voice, which is the thing that she's finding most annoying about him, the way he speaks, which is how people in a relationship communicate and with nude pictures.
Of course,
but it's just tonight. God, you guys, you made this hard on me.
It is tough.
I think you actually do have a hard on.
I will say this. Okay, I'm gonna go for it. I'll say Amir's right.
Bullshit. Oh, sorry. I thought you said Jake.
because a night is just a night. She's gonna get a free meal, and sometimes when people do podcasts, they put on a voice. So maybe that's his podcast voice.
It's even if it's a 1% chance, it's worth that risk. What else is she gonna do?
Say yes to life. Go meet somebody new.
I just think you should look into your heart and.
You're talking to Mike or her now.
I really think she should look into her heart. Think back on all the times you trusted your gut and how many times you were right. And I think you'll find
you insane.
Almost 100% of the time, your gut is
almost
right.
I think me and Mike might have convinced you. Would you change your mind right now? It is just worth one night.
Free meal.
Free meal?
Cocktail?
I don't know. A night is a big thing.
No, it's not.
It's two hours.
It's not even a whole night.
I don't think I entirely understand their relationship. I thought they had already met, and then she listened to the podcast.
No, they just talked or chatted over Tinder, and before they met, she heard the podcast.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this date. I hope she goes on it. Please follow up. What did I call her?
Christine
Housefly?
Please follow up with an email and tell us about the date.
Let us know what you decide.
Go out on the date and let us know how it was. You can go out. That's an incentive to go on because then we can call in and tell us about the date.
What's that TV show that used to be on where you go on a date and then they all voted? It's back in the 80s.
The Love Connection?
Love Connection.
Yeah.
It's like that, and you come back after the date and tell us about it.
So if you go on the date, let us know. Email us and I'll have you call in. We can talk.
This is so exciting.
We can chat. Maybe Mike will come back. We'll interview her.
What a joy.
Let's take a breaky poo.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a
non-movement
movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's fitness, more of a fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
Let's talk about more about marriage, since we've never had someone with such experience
wedded bliss.
Yeah.
Not only are you married, but you are a, what is it called? You're in, okay, hold on, I'll get it.
You're faithful.
No, you're, what is it when you can marry people? Ordained.
I'm ordained, yeah. I've married three couples. One divorced.
That's not bad, though.
That was my first one.
Still below the national average.
Yeah, still below the national average.
Wow.
And then I married my cousin. My cousin and his wife. I told everybody I was marrying my cousins. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
And then I just married my best friend here in just up on the hill, actually, at the Japanese restaurant.
So tell me if you think this is true. I've never been married, but would you say this is accurate? When you first meet someone, you're on your best behavior.
Yes.
That's the best version of yourself.
Best.
You're like,
motherfucker never loved us.
I'm trying to project. This is the 100% the best person I can be.
Yes.
And you keep that going for as long as possible.
Yes.
After a certain amount of years, you know, you start farting in front of the other person.
Well, and that's, for me, it's days. But
you start doing the other thing that you've been hiding, doing behind the back of the person. And then within, I don't know, X amount of years, how long does it take for you to be like you are when you're single in front of her?
Oh, God. Like, just you, the real you.
Yeah, the real you.
Well, I mean, for me, she saw that before we were even married, because we dated for 5 years before we even...
You can't keep up the ruse for that long, right?
No, you can't. I mean, it's impossible. And
well, like, what's
you turn into a crazy person.
I feel like you're talking about two different things. Things that are, like, that are disgusting, like picking your nose and farting.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, like...
But then, like, the realer shit is like, oh, I told you that I had... was attracted to a girl who had a career, but I'm actually attracted to a girl who's going to raise my kids.
Right.
Like, that's like that's
lies.
That's like oh, our relationship is fundamentally flawed now. But then the other thing is like, okay, I don't mind watching you pick your butt. That's
or like at first in the relationship, you love like you will. Where do you want to go eat? What do you want to do? Yeah. I want to do everything for you. And then it's like, I want to do some of my stuff. Oh, I don't care.
The flower stop.
Yeah, and that's like the classic. Oh, you never do anything nice for me anymore thing.
Statistically, they say that the honeymoon's over after 3 years for a marriage. Most marriages end that are not going to make it after 3 years.
And that's such a short amount of time of a marriage.
It really is.
So like when you're making your decision, you're basing it on like 2% sample size.
Yep.
Because the next 50 years are
everything.
Just who you want to, I don't know, what's the most important thing.
But you also, I think you also transform for the person too. Like there are things that they don't like about you that in order to stay with them, you change in yourself. So you do, in a way, become a better person because you become a married person and a married person shares everything, right? And you don't do that when you're single. But yeah, like the gross stuff that happened for me, like very quickly, we were in high school. So I mean like we like fart in front of each other and stuff like that. But yeah, like big time stuff after 3 years, definitely. I mean, I'm 12 years in now. Like I don't know if I can't think of anything she hasn't seen or heard out of me, you know,
you're not hiding anything.
Nothing.
Well, it helps that you're like a good person through and through.
Well, that's very sweet.
You're not. You have no demons.
I mean, I have bodies stacked in the basement, but like, it's better that she doesn't know about
that. It's adorable when you
that.
Kill people.
Yeah, right.
It's fucking charming.
Yeah, you like slice smiley faces into their fucking skin.
oh my god.
Here's a question. Let's say I meet a girl today.
Yeah.
How long will I have to be with her for her to know me better than my best friends that I've been friends with for 10, 15 years?
Oh gosh.
Like, does Rebecca know you more than any friend you've ever had?
Yeah, I think so.
So like, she if I meet someone to, now, this girl has
you know, honestly,
this girl's at a 15-year disadvantage.
She is if she's very possessive, just a year.
Oh, she'll know me more than any other my
or
guy friends
like,
that I've known.
At least brag that she does.
Isn't the context always so different? Like you spending time with in a relationship, you're doing things that you would not be doing with friends.
That's right.
Like. You're like actively trying to learn and communicate with friends. We're sort of more like passively entertaining each other.
Right.
In a relationship, you're like fucking.
Right. Like you're seeing each other naked and like crying.
Right. You do a lot more intimate things, but maybe they don't know you in exactly the same context because like they're not doing your inside jokes and the things that you like find important with your friends, but then your friends aren't. Well, I don't know. I'm fucking an idiot. Mike's the married one. Sorry.
No, you're absolutely right. a good marriage, you have separate experiences. You have separate friends, and you're going off and doing things separately. And then you share those experiences, but you're not having everything with them, you know? Okay, so I'll say that not living together 2 years, if you live together in 1 year,
that's
she's
going to
know you better than your best friends.
Wow.
She might not, it depends on how much you're willing to share, too. Because there might be that story that you're not willing to give up.
Of course.
Right? So that in that case, there's a tipping point. There's a one story. There's that one girlfriend you haven't brought up yet or whatever that one thing is. But the moment you tell her that, then she knows you the best.
What about phone voice?
Phone voice?
Mm-hmm. As an example of putting on airs. When you're in a new relationship, if someone calls me, I'd be like, oh, hey, how are you? Yeah. And it's like, whoa, why is Amir talking like that? But then by the 12-year mark, if Rebecca calls you or your buddy calls you, will it sound the same on your end?
No. I have a phone voice for Rebecca, and because I always like to bring a positive attitude to the marriage, and I feel like the way you present yourself, the facial expression in the morning, maybe when you're a little hungover or whatever, it's pointless to just kind of come out all grumpy and bleary-eyed. So I'm always trying to be happy and cheery and positive, and even on the phone, "Hi, honey. Yeah, that sounds great. Just keep it going.
Right.
Keep it going."
But if it's your friend, you're just like,
"Every little
yeah.
thing." Right.
Yeah.
"Hey, what's going on? Hey, right. what's up?
Because of friendship.
All my friends are Matthew McConaughey."
All right. Would you say your friendships are less?
But yeah, it's not fake.
Less,
you're
like,
just
you take less maintenance.
It's like you're doing them a favor, because now at you know, when you're in a marriage, you're sharing your life and you're sharing all the hardships. So there is enough like bullshit in the world that just attacks you on a daily basis. Your home is your safe place, and make that the happiest place possible. And when you're not happy, don't fake it. But like if you're neutral, take it up a couple clicks. Throw a smile on. Pop a Mentos. Give a little kiss on the cheek.
I love, this is Mike talking to Jack in his crib. Fucking wasted wandering around his room.
When is Jack gonna have a little sister? I feel like he really deserves a little sister.
So that you got an email from my mom. Huh? Oh god, okay.
And you know, if you have another baby, it's not gonna be another boy, right?
Is that statistically right?
No, I just can't see Jack having a little brother. He's going to have a little sister.
He's got to have a sister.
Wouldn't that be sweet? He'd be the best older brother.
I know. Right.
I don't know. Am I getting baby fever? A little, I guess. I wanted the kid, so I'm happy about it. I convinced her.
That's good,
convinced
though.
Rebecca.
Nobody wants kids.
I did when I was 27.
Wow.
Because I'm from the Midwest, so all my friends were having kids. When I was 27, it started to really start to... My clock was ticking.
Wow. But I just like, let's have a kid, and you yeah, ask her every single year.
Year until 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
But I'm glad we waited. We were married 10 years before we had a kid. I highly recommend that. Have a marriage. Now, some people, especially kids these days, are getting married so much later now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, pay attention to the clock. But if you have time, be married without children as long as you possibly can. Because once you have kids...
Game over.
Because they turn you into something different.
You're no longer
the single married couple.
You guys are like in a marathon now.
Right. Now we're like just making the kid happen.
Brothers in arms.
Yeah. And what's also nice too is, you know, a lot of divorces happen after the kid goes to college because in those cases sometimes, I'm not going to do a blanket statement, but people have the kid right away. And so they've never had their mommy and daddy time. And so when the kid's gone, what they realize is they built their entire marriage around the kid.
Oh.
So when the kid's gone, their reason for being married is gone. Mm. So what's great about having the marriage before the kid is that when the kid leaves, you just fall back into the marriage you had before you had the kid.
Is that why people have multiple kids? Because it's like, oh, you have a two-year-old now. You're like, oh, I miss having a baby.
That's it.
So you just
That's what I'm feeling right now.
You want to like restart.
Jack is just, he's growing up every single day and like just becoming a big boy. And like I really missed like holding him and like cradling him and... You know, feeding him a bottle and all.
Yeah,
that
I can
stuff.
See you doing that with Sarah. That would be his little sister's name.
Jack and Sarah.
Yeah,
it's Rebecca's middle name, maybe. No, we actually already have a girl name
picked out.
Uh huh.
What is it?
Molly. I can tell you. Okay.
Oh, Molly.
Molly. It's Rebecca's grandmother's name.
Starlight Moonbeam.
Starlight Moonbeam.
Oh God! I'm dying.
Are we gonna save another life?
Let's do one more before you have to go.
Okay.
And not that you have to go, but we are telling you.
I do need to go. Yes.
Okay. You said you were in a meeting and you left for like, you said, oh, hold on, I have to run to the bathroom. And then you walked into here and it's been over 50 minutes. People are just waiting for you, twiddling their
thumbs.
Yeah,
I actually started a thought.
Yeah. You're like, you know, so what, guys, can you just hold on 1 second? I just have to go outside and burp. And then you left and we just started this podcast.
Exactly. They're just waiting for me.
Can you give me one more guy's name?
Guy's name is Christopher Sunnyside.
You're excited.
What a fun name.
I'm Chris Sunnyside.
And he writes, so I've been going steady with this great girl for about
great
six
term.
Months. It's all been really great. Recently, she broke her iPhone. She hatched a plan to go in and joke flirt with an Apple genius to try to get her phone fixed for free. It was just a funny joke at first, but this Apple store guy put his number in her phone and followed her on all forms of social media because she's just so nice and she accepted all the requests. Now they're texting back and forth all day, it seems. He's 20-something and she's 17. He's a homeschooled ex-heroin addict. Not gonna lie, he's not exactly horrible looking. dating. I talked to her about it, and she said she's trying to just be friendly, but it's still weird. Should I be afraid that my girlfriend is going to leave me for this Apple Store guy? Or should I just trust that she's being nice? Or is there another option entirely? I would love your advice. Thanks, Chris Sunnyside.
Threesome.
Shit.
You
finally got
your girlfriend.
Fourth question, he gave bad advice.
This is a sticky situation.
You'll know after a threesome. You'll know.
Yeah, if he did heroin or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that heroin dick. That syringe
you'll
dick.
You'll know as soon as she agrees to have that threesome.
Yeah, exactly.
It's tough because you don't want to be the jealous guy that's like, stop texting this guy. But then it's like, maybe stop texting this guy.
Yeah, why are you
doing
this?
Like, there's something so unattractive about jealousy. And I think there's always the danger of him prodding this relationship along more than his girlfriend would. If like if he's jealous, then it gets in that girl's head, and she's like, "Oh, this is sort of like, why is he jealous? Maybe there is something here. Maybe right. Like maybe I'm with like this fucking loser who gets envious so easily, and I should be with this ex heroin dealer who really overcame adversity and got a good job at the Apple Store.
He's a really good guy.
Yeah, if he could fix my phone, imagine what else he could fix.
I mean, he did probably one of the hardest things ever, which is kick heroin.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna lie, he's not horrible looking.
Yeah,
that means the dude's a goddamn smoke show.
She's flattered because he's older, right? She's still in high school, probably.
Flattered, flirting.
She probably thinks this is funny, but it is like, what do you? I don't know. I think that is like a weird situation because I would say leave it alone, don't do anything. But then what if his just like behind his back, this relationship grows and fosters a...
You don't want to be a cuckold.
Well, this is my thing with like the meddling.
A cuckold of him.
This is like the meddling thing. I'm like, if your relationship is strong, then nothing can break it, even this ex-heroin addict.
Yeah,
do you just
17.
Trust it?
That's not true. Relationships can be strong and then be meddled with.
Oh,
but
to
the point where it'll ruin the relationship? Can you imagine being in such a great relationship that there's a guy out there that can steal your girl from you?
I can't imagine being in such a great relationship that there is, but I can imagine him being in one that's like comfortable and good and fine and gonna last, and then some weird little meddler comes in and he's like, hey, well, look at me. And then like the people, I don't know. I just think it's fucked, but like you have... What do you think
about meddling?
You can't like...
I hate meddling. Some of the skeeziest guys have taken girls away from me. I hate it. Renaissance guys, carnival guys.
This is all Rebecca too.
No, well, I met Rebecca my senior year in high school, so I had some girlfriends before her.
But if some guy was meddling with Rebecca, what would you do?
I hate, well...
I'm sure she gets hit on.
No,
she's been with you for 15 years.
She probably wouldn't say it. I always said that he was a meddler, but a guy in college, he was starting to move in on her.
Mikey Meddler Meddleson.
I had to, you know, we had conversations about it, but I didn't go crazy. I don't think maybe she could listen to this and be like, you were crazy, but I don't think I was.
I just punched a wall.
You know, I think any way you put it, this relationship is probably over because.
Whoa.
Listen. He's a jealous person, so that means he needs to be with somebody who understands jealousy, is maybe just as jealous as him, or as soon as he's jealous, like, shut down whatever it is making him jealous. That's the kind of person he needs to be with.
This guy doesn't sound that jealous.
Well,
he's just like, this. My girlfriend's
flirting
with
this
guy.
Yeah, okay, so what you're saying is he's having just a normal reaction to my 17-year-old girlfriend.
I think we get some, like, serious jealousy issues.
I don't want my girlfriend to go to a party because she might meet someone, like, that level.
Oh, God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Oh, okay.
But I think this guy is, like... He was down for the girl to try to flirt with the guy to get her phone.
Yeah,
fixed.
And that part was a little weird.
I think it's gone too far. I feel like you're justified in saying something, and she's justified in. I think you just have to say it without any expectation. You're just like, look, I thought this was funny. Not that you guys were going to be texting. I'm not cool with this. So either you stop or you're.
This is
or
over.
I'm not gonna.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
For a guy?
Absolutely.
Does that make him a jealous creepo?
It makes him jealous, but not a creepo. Because this is, I would react the same way, and I don't think that I'm a creepo. Maybe I am, I don't know.
I think the only problem ever comes when, like, if he goes up to her and he's like, you have to stop texting this guy. I won't stand for it.
Right.
Yeah,
but
he
like,
has to,
if,
yeah.
Like, if, just be honest with what, like, you don't have to be fake strong when you say it. Why don't you just go be like, this is making me really upset. It's making me uncomfortable. It's making me feel insecure. I don't like the way it makes me feel. And if you're going to keep doing it, then I think you don't treat me well, and I don't think I should be with you.
That sounds logical. I agree with that.
He's staring at me.
Because I don't know what you're going to say.
Can I revisit this whole thing about the guy with the podcast voice? Because yeah. I really think I can tell you on my answer.
What about stealing her phone, setting up a date, and then when he either beat
like
this guy
up.
Sting operation. Sting operation. Or just having him show up and she's not there. Or what if you're like, all right, if you trust this guy, why don't you ask him out and see if he still dates you? And then if he wants you to go out on a date, you'll believe me. See, he's trying to fucking break us up.
She knows that he's trying. He's trying
she's
to like
flattered.
Meddle.
She's
just being
flattered.
Like, I'm trying to be friendly. I don't want to ignore the guy. But I'm
he
sure
did
like,
hook
she's
me.
Aware that he's
like, did he fix the phone for free? Because like what, a couple $100 right there, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Like,
I mean,
they need to watch Indecent Proposal.
So like how
Woody
much is
Harrelson,
that?
Demi Moore, James Caan. No, James Caan's in the other one, Nick Cage one. Who was the guy in that? Anyway, you know, he lost at the poker.
Oh, he offered his wife at the poker table?
Yeah.
And he's like, for $1 million, can I just sleep with your wife?
Yeah. Robert Redford.
Oh.
And so how did it go? What happened?
Well.
She probably just falls in love with the guy that offered the money, right?
Well, yeah, she did. It got real.
Oh, because like they slept one night together.
They slept one night together. They took the money, and then their marriage was like a wreck. And then I don't know how that one ended. I always like to combine that one and Honeymoon in Vegas. So in Honeymoon in Vegas, James Caan turns out to be kind of a creep, and then he has to go get Sarah Jessica Parker, Nicolas Cage, and he becomes a pair. They should just combine the movies,
yeah.
Because
well,
like Indecent Proposal, it has nudity,
yeah,
which is awesome,
yeah.
And, this guy's and girlfriend watching with the Apple Store.
Honeymoon in Vegas, Honeymoon in Vegas has the best ending. So combine those, watch that with her, and just see how she feels about. It. Honestly, like this is real. Get Indecent Proposal and watch that together. Don't say anything. Just be like, oh, I heard this is a really good movie with Woody Harrelson and Demi Moore. Robert Redford.
So would you fuck that guy for $1 million?
I think you should walk into the Apple store and just like pick up an iPad and like, so what's the deal with this? Boom, 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 boom.
Jesus.
Smash it to pieces on the counter. Like, you text my girlfriend again? That's your face, dude.
Sir, you owe me $499. Dude, actually, that was a
fair
64
enough.
Gig.
My
mile
card.
Of heroin. You homeschooled junkie.
I don't do heroin.
No.
I'm pretty into climbing.
Any of this? How does he have so much detail on this guy?
Yeah, this because that's how jealous he is. This dude,
he's just learning
like
everything
all
about him.
He's like, he's so jealous that everything about this dude is disparaging. He's like fucking 20. He's texting a 17-year-old. He's an ex heroin addict, homeschooled loser. Not gonna lie, he's actually fucking hot.
That's it too. It's like he's feeling a little inadequate, I think.
Yeah, he's definitely got black or brown hair and blue eyes.
yeah.
Much definitely. Like you.
5'8".
Yeah. 5'8". That's not very tall.
162 and a half.
You're just describing yourself. You piece of shit.
Pink shirt.
I would be nervous. Any girl should want Mike Schaubuck, I'm gonna tell you what.
Too sweet. That's well, it. How'd you like that, Mike?
That was fun.
I think this is good. This is when we always say that these episodes get real, but this was a really real one.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I would love to have Mike back. Let's see Mike, dude.
Oh, I would love it.
Dr. Mike.
Do you want to plug anything by any chance?
I have nothing
to plug.
People
do listen to this.
They do.
What about your movies? Is there a place people can watch it?
Yeah, they can go on YouTube, search Poop. Actually, the best way to find it is if you search on YouTube Poop, Amir Blumenfeld. Because Amir's got such a presence on YouTube. That's the easiest way to find it.
Amir Blumenfeld, Poop. It was a short film that
I wrote and directed. Amir was nice enough to be in it. It was a lot of fun to make. And
you actually never ended up... We'll talk about this later, but you never ended up paying for me for that.
Yeah, I... Yeah.
You said...
No, I did. I think I did.
You
I
did, but
I
not did. My full day rate.
Yeah,
you
not
said,
your,
here's,
yeah.
a, here's a couple hundred for now. And then I said, okay, so I need $1,500 a day.
So much money.
And then you're like, I don't know if my LLC has that quite yet. And I'm let's revisit this conversation.
That's exactly right. I said, rain check? And then you said, and then...
And you said, I had a son to raise. And you said, I don't give a fuck about your family.
I want my fucking day rate.
I need another $600 or I delete the footage.
The source material. And if you guys have your own questions that you want us to try to answer, probably without Mike, unfortunately, send that to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Also, if you have your own theme song or thumbnails for the podcast, send those over too. The opening one was written by Rose and Ryan. Remember that classic kids ditty? And this last one was written by Justin Conclaves. And he wanted me to pimp out his YouTube channel or his something else called Sketch Films for Life. So thanks, Justin. Thanks, Rose and Ryan. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
And we'll be back soon. Later, guys.
Kill yourself in a Starbucks. Tinder.
Hold on.
This is If I Were You show. Real emails, fake names.
Hosted by Jake and Amir. the two best dudes chilling, making fun of you, showing truth, breaking up the couples online and locally. Hopefully, they can help you do you, make you see. Plus, their advice is free, guaranteed. Cause you know how much you love it when you listen to their voices, trying to make some life choices. Coming from the studio or Jake's dad shed, making you laugh in bed. This show is hashtag dope, even saved by the Pope. Taking jokes too far, Toda. Jake loves his porn star. I'm here's a cool nerd. His voice shall be heard. Seize the fucking cheese, please. If I were you, the fucking show. Ha. Hashtag dope.
You guys are the best.
It's Mike Catherwood.
And this is Dr. Drew. We are from Loveline.
We're the world's longest running and best sounding advice show.
Which up until last year was only available on your radio if your station carried it.
But now you can listen to us when you want, where you want. Because every Loveline radio show is available as a podcast.
Test and ship medical questions and hang out with cool people like, say, Jason and Jenny Biggs.
Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah.
Pasquale Rotella, the man behind EDC.
You don't have to ever miss a show because you can download Loveline now at Podcast One.
That's podcastone.com.